And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. And I want to thank you for listening to the show. A couple of you have said, hey, where's the quack report and where's the devotional? I do apologize. We have skipped those a couple of times. I do apologize. But let's do the devotional right now. We're going to talk about that in Matthew 6, where it says, for your Father knoweth what things that you need before you ask him. So the power of the Lord should not be underestimated. And I encourage everyone to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it grows short. Okay, so in our quacker today, let's see, we have this. It's a holistic vet. Did expose some big pharma veterinarian medicine secrets. So the veterinarian medicine tends to prioritize the profit over pets, according to the report, pushing unnecessary drugs and vaccines and even surgeries, and ignoring some root causes of the illness. Vaccine-induced autoimmune disorders are rampant now in your pets, yet conventional vets dismiss the link just as the human medicine physicians do. Holistic alternatives like acupuncture, homeopathy, have actually saved animals when mainstream treatments have failed them, proving the power of the natural. So veterinarians face extreme burnout driven by unethical industry pressures, financial exploitation, and pet owners and emotional trauma. So pet owners must reclaim autonomy, seek holistic vets, question the aggressive protocols, and prioritize species appropriate diets and detox plans. Amen to that. So I think when I was growing up, pets got what? Two shots? I think it was rabies and maybe distemper. And now they're giving them flu shots, and they're having the same kind of reactions humans are having with autoimmune sensitivities and things. So do your homework, even on those things, for your pet. And that wraps the quack report. All right, we're going to jump right into our topic, which is the chewing gum flu test. That's right, science is influencing healthcare with prediction methods, and AI has been strong in this area, where science predicts your future health status and likelihood of disease. Now, aside from your DNA tests, a gamut of things science can use to predict disease risk can include body scans, body fluid tests, breath tests, gut bacteria, fingerprints, iris scans, oral bacteria, and more. Now, recently, the American Chemical Society designed an influenza test using chewing gum. So this is a taste-based study. So in October, this is October 2025, the American Chemical Society, located in Washington, D.C., released research using a chewing gum test to confirm influenza. So the gum that they created included a molecule sensor, which when in contact with influenza releases a specific flavor of the thyme herb, T-H-Y-M-E. So this is considered a low-tech flu test, and it could be an option to the nasal swabs that most people hesitate in getting. And in addition, the chewing gum flu test is almost immediate, and no lab is needed waiting for all those results and having extra costs. So the report is suggesting that this new method of detecting influenza may indicate the presence of flu before symptoms even occur. So this method would be an efficient way for science to determine who is infected during the influenza pandemics. And the researchers mentioned that this method could also work as a lozenge, or, you know, kind of like a mint, if you will, and either use the gum or the lozenges. It could be applied outside your clinical settings. You could do it at home. Parents could determine if a pre-symptomatic child should stay at home and if they tested positive, to reduce the transmission of infection at school. So here's a quote from the study. The American Chemical Society said, people with the flu are contagious before they even develop symptoms. Current flu diagnostics like nasal swab-based PCR tests are slow and expensive. The lateral flow tests, such as those used to test for COVID-19, are convenient and generally low cost, but don't catch pre-symptomatic infections, end of quote. So science is harnessing the impeccable science or sense of taste that we have in our mouth and our tongue. And we have like 2,000 to 8,000 taste sensors in our mouth, with a majority of them on your tongue. So here's a quote from the study, again from the American Chemical Society. They say this: by switching away from complex detectors and machinery and toward the detector that is available for everyone, your tongue, they said this is going to be a convenient way to identify influenza. So the research team also used a sensor that releases a taste most often identified by humans, and that's the thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, herb. So they used this compound with the thiamol in the thyme that gives that unique taste. So thyme basically has been used for centuries as a preservative and a flavoring for your foods. Well, let's look at the reaction mechanics on this. So how did the researchers design the sensor to go off in the presence of influenza? Well, they essentially used the virus's own mechanism against it. Influenza uses this neuraminidase to bond to your human cells and break them and replicate inside, spreading the infection. So the researchers synthesized the neuraminidase substrate and applied it to the surface of the sensor containing the thymol molecule. And so when the sensor is in your mouth and there's influenza present, the virus will attack the thymol molecule, and this releases the flavor on your tongue, and it identifies, hey, I taste thyme. Now, in animal trials, they said they were told that the sensor product did not damage any cells. They said testing animal saliva in vials from influenza patients also, and the sensor released the thymol within about 30 minutes. The researchers' next step is to move to total human trials to try to fine-tune the testing in pre- and post-symptomatic influenza patients. Here's another quote from them. They said this: the sensor could be a rapid and accessible first-line screening tool. End of quote. So this research was funded by the Federal Ministry of Research and Education, now called the Federal Ministry of Research, Technology, and Space, and have registered a patent for the European Patent Office on this technology. Well, there's other reasons too. So I can understand this new approach to virus detection is faster, cheaper, and more effective at detecting, but is there another reason for this research? Well, according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, a report was released in October 2024 where the people rejected the nasal swabs due to various reasons. Not only was the swab test uncomfortable, but during COVID, people became suspicious that the swabs may be contaminated with the virus spreading the disease. So reports from authorities in other countries, they swabbed fruit and vegetables with the PCR test swabs, and the test was positive for infection for a result of COVID virus, where that was just fruits and vegetables. So they got suspicious that this PCR thing may be just theory and nothing to it. However, this made people wonder and more uncomfortable about what was really going on and started refusing this test. And women, more than men, complained about the pain in getting what is called a nasopharyngeal swab, which made it difficult to perform the test and increase the likelihood of inaccurate result. So here's another quote from the Library of Medicine. They said many of these specific suspicions are part of a larger trend of public distrust in healthcare providers, institutions, and the government health agencies. End of quote. Well, I don't buy the excuse that the distrust of people have today regarding medical science is only due to misinformation and conspiracy theories. Besides scientific evidence, we have instincts, and they serve us quite well in protecting us. So people are trusting to a point, and then instincts tend to kick in. Library of Medicine says this general medical mistrust is often rooted in historical events, systemic inadequacies, and personal negative experiences with healthcare systems. Well, yeah, I think the statistics are probably good that a majority of people have had, or a family member of theirs has had, a significant negative outcome trusting medical science. And this information is readily shared through technology today, putting us all on alert. So do we, you know, take medical science's word for it that the chewing gum flu test is harmless, with a high percentage of scientific research being recalled for fraud and ethical violations? It's kind of an understandable thing that we would have this reasoning going on that there's a lot of corruption within the halls of science. Can we trust what they're saying? Well, let's look at these influenza busters. How about that? God gave us power. So there are a number of natural therapies today that offer effective and much safer ways to overcome viruses. And a variety of strong and broad spectrum types of herbs. One would be garlic. It's antiviral, bacterial, fungal. It's often referred to in the ancient world as a poor man's antibiotic, basically. And you can combine a lot of these antiviral action herbs with garlic for additional immune support. I like to use garlic, magnify action using echinacea and ginseng. So a favorite trio of mine really is for viruses to nip it in the bud kind of thing. I like to use astragalus root, echinacea, and ginseng. And this is a synergistic action. Using these three herbs together often nullifies the beginning of an infection within just 2 hours. So if you ever get these beginning symptoms, maybe headache, scratchy throat, feeling weak, fatigued, you know, those initial symptoms that you get right before you get a full-blown something. I like to take these three herbs and I kick it. I nip it in the bud. And so you want to check out, they have these three formulas together in a package called My Three Amigos. Okay. Yeah, they're going to be your friend. And I use them frequently. My family uses them frequently. My customers use them frequently. So they are available on the website, thepowerherbs.com. They have an adult and a children's version. So you can be selective there. It comes in different sizes. So if it's just you, you can get the smallest size. If you've got a family going to be using it, get the larger size. They're more economical. So you give them a call too if you want to order by phone. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International numbers 828-469-5972. Again, the website, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, you can look for their sales. If you get on their master, email list, you can get sales, like their Thanksgiving sale is underway now. And you can save about 25%. Restrictions do apply. Details are usually on their homepage, or you can simply call and ask about what discounts they have available. Also, if you get their product catalog, there are also coupons inside the back cover, and they're also on the website under the coupons button. So there's always ways to save regardless of a sale. So it is considered in a more economic way using the sale coupons. Also, if you register on the website, you will be getting rewards. So you'll get reward credits. But you can only use one discount at a time, coupons or rewards. So you figure that out. And if you have questions, give them a call at 866-229-3663. I am out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.